Christmas is a time when we usually gather with family. But what is Christmas like when you have no family and you have no home? Today, I take you to a place that seeks to be that home, not just on Christmas, but every day of the year. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Christmas is a day when most of us would gather with family. For Father Xavier, who helps operate youth programs and a men's shelter in the Bronx, New York, those who have no place to go are his family each Christmas.
So we'll do sort of a play or a reenactment of the birth of Jesus, and then afterwards we'll share gifts. Or at the homeless shelter, similar things. Those people will come in and have a very special meal for the men.
Father Xavier grew up in Kansas and received an animal science degree from Kansas State. But he felt a calling to help those in need and became a Franciscan friar.
Just like any family would in their own home. You know, this is our home. We will decorate the shelter as a home at Christmas. And normally during the day, they go out during the day and they come back in the evening. So it's just a night shelter. But there are certain holidays where they can stay in all day long.
The shelter works to get homeless men back on their feet, helping them transition into work and their own place to live. But for those without a home on Christmas, a place of rest on Christmas Day is a true gift.
The men are grateful for that, being out in the streets most during the day to be able to have a day of rest. But to really create that atmosphere of warmth and love and family, which is why they come.
And on Christmas and every day of the year, Father Xavier and other friars will simply help serve others and help them feel a sense of home.
We require that they stay at the meal, at the table, because it's recreating and sort of reestablishing that experience of home life, and that carries into the holidays as well.
Traveling the Countryside, in New Rochelle, New York, I'm Andrew McCrae.